Welcome to TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Chamberlain, along with my co-host, Kevin Kobach, and our great producer, Kevin 2.0. Let's get it. And this segment's going to be brought to you by Amber Mahoney and Ruoff Mortgage. We both used Amber in the past.
Absolutely.
We know her capabilities and how she can help first-time homebuyers refinancing, just about anything that you need program-wise. She's our go-to person.
I send a lot of my clients to Amber. She's very easy to get a hold of. She's always responsive to my calls. And every client I have sent to her have given nothing but good reviews back.
Right. So let's get through the legal stuff for Amber. Her NMLS number is 13526. You can reach her at 502-741-4612 or amber.mahoney, that's M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, at Ruoff, R-U-O-F-F.com. Ruoff Mortgage is an equal housing lender and member of the Better Business Bureau. NMLS number 141-868. This advertisement is not a commitment to lender. Qualifications are required.
And you let her know that Tom and Kevin sent you.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Chamberlain, along with my co-host, Kevin Kobach. And we have a special guest in the room today. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Thank you for having me. It's Jose Cabrera. I'm the mayor of Shepherdsville, and I'm just excited to be here to talk a lot about what we're doing in the city.
Now, Jose, we've been seeing a lot of great press in the city of Shepherdsville. We've seen this great big project you have going on. Break it down just a little bit. You don't have to go real deep into it, but what exactly is this plan you're doing?
So a lot of what I campaigned on last fall was about improving the quality of life for families. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Well, you've got to have things for them to do here. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, all we've seen in the development the last 10, 15 years has been warehouses and fast food, mm-hmm. which caters to the interstate traffic.
Right.
So, you know, we actually have families that live here in Shepherdsville. So when knocking on doors and a lot of people that have migrated over here the last 5 and 10 years, they said, hey, we moved out here, but we don't see anything for us, our kids to do.
Right.
So the idea was, and I've been thinking this way for a while, and it was really probably the biggest reason of running mm-hmm. was, what could I do? And I said, well, first of all, you have to have a plan. And there was already a plan in place. 5 years ago, they introduced a whole park plan. It was exciting to see it. My wife and I came out and saw, like, this is cool. Mm-hmm. This would be great for our city. Well, that just didn't.
It didn't happen.
So what happens is.
And to me, that's poor leadership along with the city council and the mayor not being on the same page.
You know, and that's the positive, which I'll kind of hold off on that a minute, because that's one of the secret ingredients of this, is mm-hmm. that we're all working together to get the same thing done. But when you think about a plan, and so you got a plan already out there, it takes money. Mm-hmm. And then so we expanded not only the park plan, but we looked at the streetscape, you know, our downtown area. We don't even have a downtown area, and we
right.
really don't have a town square. We don't have a town square like most cities do. So then you had that phase of it, and then you had obviously the aquatic center. Mm-hmm. When you take those three projects, you add them up, you got about $30 million.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, and the first thing I tell people all the time is we did that without raising taxes.
Now, that was one of the questions that I have. So is this a grant? Because I've seen so much – you know how social media is. You mm-hmm. get so much bad information.
Mm-hmm. Misinformation.
Misinformation. Mm-hmm. So is this a grant that the city has to pay back? Is this a loan? What exactly is this?
It's a loan.
Okay.
It's bond money that we've actually borrowed. We mm-hmm. have a 25-year commitment to it. Mm-hmm. We have a debt service that we make each year. And what we did was we figured out exactly what that debt service was. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't mind people knowing it's $2 million.
Okay.
I mean, people need to know what we're spending.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people that vote – I mean, you know, you have to be transparent.
Mm-hmm. And we want people to know that we actually were able to figure out our budget in a way that says, hey, this is the money we got. We're mm-hmm. going to pay this debt service, and we're going to use the rest of the money we have in our revenue collections. That's how we're going to run the city.
And do you foresee any having to raise taxes to cover that $2 million debt?
No, we're actually still in a great position. We still have a lot of growth in that evil thing called warehouses.
Right.
And what people don't understand when it comes to the warehouses is that we have an interstate that goes right through our city. Mm-hmm. And when you have an interstate that goes right through your city and you're 15 minutes from the airport, there's a certain cultural thing that's going to happen business-wise that people are going to be very attractive to Shepherdsville. I mean, it's like throwing a dart on the eastern half of the country.
Sure.
That's Shepherdsville. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people are very interested in it, and the property values are better here than they are in Louisville.
Right.
So why not be here? Just
right.
be 20 minutes down the road, get a better deal. You've got distribution that's going to be able to go to most of the country in a day.
So the goal of the city is to fund this 30 million
$30 million project without having to raise any taxes.
We are. And I think we're in a good position because even when you do your budgets, you don't project. You don't project.
Mm-hmm.
You when you look at the money that you have, you have to tell yourself, first of all, can you afford to do that?
Sure.
And really to borrow $30 million, I'm a very conservative person with money in general. I can tell you. There were some sleepless nights.
Well, yeah.
And so when you decide you're going to do that, and when we do our projections on revenue, you always make that number a little less than what you can do. So there's still money that's out there. One of the cool things is we're only drawing the money as we use it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to use but just a small portion as we have, and we'll talk about the stock property in a minute. But I'll tell you, we are drawing interest off the money that we borrowed. So guess what? There's a nice little bit of chunk of change we'll put in an account. So we already have an account set aside that has $2 million. That is the debt service for a year. So I have a rainy day fund that has 1 year. So I'm hoping by next year I have $4 million in that account. So again, we're protecting the city
mm-hmm.
that if we did have a downfall for some reason in the economy nationwide, that we're able to make that debt service on that.
Well, that's a great plan that y'all have. What are y'all anticipating the yearly or monthly fees is going to be to upkeep and run this? Because it's not going to be cheap.
No. So going back to the three projects, and before I forget, those three projects are all going to start kind of close. The first thing is the acquisition of the Stout property. We got that July 3rd.
Which you just closed on that.
Yep, we closed on that Monday. And what happens is in the next 69 days, we're actually going to start demolition.
Nice.
And so when we get that started, we're hoping to get finished by the end of the year. So the next spring, we're actually starting construction on the Aquatic Center, and it will take 2 years.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. What I seen the plan was, it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really nice. And it's something that the city, not in the city, but the county has needed for such a long period of time.
Yeah, so if you just take that piece of the projects that we have out there, you take that piece and you put, there's no indoor pool anywhere in Bullock County.
Nope.
So now you have it for the high school teams.
Yep, they can
now,
swim
they
teams.
That's right. They were going to E-Town and Louisville. Guess where they were spending the money?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They were going down to St. X.
Mm-hmm.
They were using a lot of St. Mm-hmm. X and a lot of University mm-hmm. of Louisville.
So, again, that money stays here in the community, too. And, again, that becomes small parts of keeping people here spending your money, right? So we talk a lot about that.
Is this open to all residents?
It will be. So you're going to have an indoor pool and an outdoor pool. Okay. And we're going to partner with that. To go back to your question about maintaining that, you know, we're in conversations with the Y and maybe sure. some other professional services to run it. So they would run it all. They would cover the maintenance cost and staffing and all.
And they would set the pricing on the entry fee or memberships?
They would, but that's going to be an oversight with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We build it. It's our car. It's mm-hmm. the citizen's car. We're going to make sure that there's a fair, equitable price on that. The public pool is the one on the outside. The indoor pool is going to be part of the partnership that includes the Y membership, the high school meets.
Yeah.
The things that we want to try to do with that. Again, all of it's going to be available to him, but there's more of a price on the indoor facilities as it is for the pool. The public pool has to be out there. Our kids need a place to be.
Oh, 100%. And I'm so excited as a Shepherdville resident to see the growth in this because I know what you went through personally to run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did it. And it's very hard on you. It's hard on your family. It's hard on your friends. It's hard on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you accomplish that goal, you're like, okay, now you can really get down to business.
Yep. So one of the things we want to talk about the streetscape, I want to throw the rest of the projects in there because that's mm-hmm. important. The Aquatic Center itself is going to be, first of all, if you take the property that it sits on, we sat and had to watch that piece of property.
How many deteriorate years? For 20 years or better.
So now we've taken a bad piece of property and now we're going to put the Taj Mahal there.
And oh,
this
yeah.
This is going to be
it's the a great location.
Landmark. Yep. And we did it there because interstate traffic, we're talking about if you come into our city and you want to spend a weekend, your kids can go swimming.
Yep.
You know, we're looking at private investment for a bowling alley. There's not a bowling alley in Bullock County.
No. Nope.
And where do they go?
Fernbow.
They go
Bardstown Road.
That's mm-hmm. right.
I mean, everybody listening to this are in our age group remembers Bullet Bowl.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you they know, just took it down.
The
and
state bought
been,
it and it was it.
Yeah. Now it's just a piece of property sitting yep. there. And the old Stouts building has mm-hmm. been the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've seen numbers circle around on what the city had to pay for the Stouts building. Are mm-hmm. you? Can you share that?
Absolutely. $2.9 million.
$2.9 million.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's a large number than I heard. I heard $7 million.
No.
And I was like, wow, the city's reaching deep for that one.
No.
Okay, that's so $2.9 million, I think the city got a good deal.
Well, we actually did market pricing on that. We weren't just gonna let them tell us what they wanted. Okay. When you're spending your own money, you might can do what you want to. When you're spending taxpayers' money, you're gonna have to spend a little extra time making sure it's the right
well,
thing.
Well, sure, because you're ultimately responsible for it.
Yep. So you have that situation, then you actually have the streetscape, which is gonna be our downtown area. mentioned about a town square. We don't have one. Have it really. So you can do all kinds of different events out there. You can do an Easter thing out there. You can do a Christmas thing. You can do political rallies. You can do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's now going to be part of our street. But the streetscape's also really the cool part about it is we're going to put electric all the way down through there. Mm-hmm. We don't. That's why you don't see lighted up lanterns and all that. We're going to take all of the electrical lines and we're going to move them to the side streets. So from Salt River to 44, when you look down, all you're going to see is trees, those lanterns, and you're going to see park benches,
right?
The flower pots and trash.
Yeah, because you know, like Bargetown, they've got that mastered. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's what I was getting ready to ask. So when, not to stop you, but no, when you say like a town square like that, I think of Bargetown. Mm-hmm. Now they got the huge courthouse that it's we can't do that, obviously. So
kind of want to know where ours is at.
Yeah, right. How are we? I mean, I've been here and I've been in Shepherdsville 43 years, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to think how you can build a town square that wasn't built in the 1860s.
Right. So we're going to actually have it. If you look before you get to Salt River,
okay.
The area to the right before you get to, well, the First Street entrance is not going to be an entrance into the park. That'll be somebody's private driveway.
Okay. I got you.
We're going to close that off. But that'll actually be that area there where that stone wall is, mm-hmm. all the way to Second Street is going to be the town square.
Okay.
Okay. Now you got to think about that when you're going to ask me another question I can't answer yet.
That's
right. I can't answer it yet, but it's all those things are working.
Okay.
It, again, you look at the Stout property. There are some of that $30 million that are going to be part of property acquisitions. And we're trying to be fair about that. But if we can find ways to make some of that work so that we can have the full design we want, if it isn't, then we have to move on and do something different. Because there are pieces of property that are in the downtown area and in the park that if we could have that opportunity to either possess those or work partnerships with these folks, we're going to be able to kind of do the thing that's going to make it nice. So that town square is going to be right along that whole side there.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So it gives you an idea about that. But one of the nice things about it, too, we'd like to be able to have a downtown area that has a bourbon tasting. I mean, we got bourbon all around us. We've got wonderful wineries.
Oh, absolutely.
So think about it. So we have a winery down there. A bourbon tasting, maybe a breakfast and lunch place and a few shopping places. Then you know what? You can come to not to Bardstown, but you can go to Shepherdsville.
Right.
We went, I mean, and full disclosure, we went to Bardstown yesterday for no other reason just to spend the day.
That's right.
Because it was just, you know, we were like, well, let's go down there and we just kind of walked around and, mm-hmm. and ate and went to the shop. So this is genius.
That's right. So we'll have it here. And then in the park is a really cool thing. We're really excited. A 2,500 seat amphitheater. Okay, that's going to be in that park. And so on the Frankie Simon side, on the 44 side, that front entrance is not going to be there. That's just a side street. Move it over to the, if you're facing the park on that side, move it to the left. We're making a nice entrance. We own property out there. Properties are run down. We're going to clean them up. And that's going to be the new entrance into the park. So when you go into the park, the first things that you're going to see there, the first layer that you're going to see is a splash park, all-inclusive playground, and a picnic pavilion area. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you're going to get on that side when you come in on that entrance.
But that end there is the non-flood zone, correct?
Okay. Well, no. Most everything that's in there, it's all floodplain and floodway.
Even where the new building is for the public works?
No. So it's a little bit higher there. There's okay. A little bit of zoning there. But, you know, everything that when it was developed 5 years ago, Corps of Engineers obviously said you can't build a lot of structure there. Mm-hmm. So outside of the playground there, and the pavilions are very light structures sure. as far as looking at that area. So what you're going to see is football field, soccer field,
great.
5K cross country. Because again, there's no high school that has a cross country meet, a field to actually run.
No, and cross country is getting huge.
So guess what? Everybody's going to come to do that. They're going to mm-hmm. come here. And then there's no soccer field for any of the three high schools. Now, I know Bullet East goes into their park over there, mm-hmm. but there is not a standard high school soccer field. So by having that, the swim and the 5K, mm-hmm. you're going to now have three high school sports that folks will come visit us.
Right.
And they can utilize those.
Spend money in our city.
Absolutely. But when you take everything that's going to go on there, because we've had food truck invasions. I'm not sure if you've been around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. We got another one October the 8th. We had 5,000 people in the park.
That's crazy.
I mean, we had a great city fair. I mean, I don't know how we got the weather to work around us.
Right.
But it worked out just fine. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. But we had 2,000 people there at the evening of the fireworks. I mean, I've stepped
that's amazing.
The podium. It was just wonderful that people are excited now mm-hmm. before we have the shovels in the ground. Mm-hmm. When we get the shovels in the ground,
oh, it's really going to go crazy.
Oh, that's right.
So, so simplify this for me, because I hear you say a lot about bringing people here. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to, if we're bringing more people, we're obviously bringing more money mm-hmm. from outside sources. Can that money be then turned into making the payment on the $30 million?
We can use any money.
There is a way to, I mean, I know there's that's a working thing, mm-hmm. but you can turn that into more money to be paid back toward that bond, right?
Well, so what our goal is that member mentioned the rainy day fund. First year we got $2 million. Okay, right. Next year we have $4 million. We're hoping that we can continue to do that, use the different revenue dollars that we have.
And pay it off early.
Pay it off that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to pay it off.
And if you're on 25 years, your goal's probably 18 years.
That's what. That's pretty good, yeah. Tom. 18's my number.
Every now and then he can pull one out of it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the next problem that I hear people talking about is infrastructure because, you know, bring more people in. Traffic's already pretty nuts. Mm-hmm. Do you all have a plan for that?
Yeah. So the first of all, if you're looking at the park, and if you look at the food truck invasion on that Sunday with 5,000 people in there, we didn't actually have any traffic issues. The issues for us are larger scale than just the city itself. I'll give you an example. We're right now back on this conversation about exit 119. You know what that is? Preston Highway and 65.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was some conversation years back about even putting one there, but they didn't. So we've been really hustling partnership with KYTC and say, look, you know, we're not going to be able to redesign the city. Okay. Yeah. People always talk about roads. Hey, can you fix my roads?
Right.
If it's a state road, county road, or federal road, I can't touch it.
Right.
If it's a city road, I got a chance, right? I can go ahead and fix those roads. But that 119 would actually take traffic off of the 44 Adam Shepherd quadrant and move it to Conestoga and Adam Shepherd going on Preston side because you can pick up 65 that way. You got to find ways to do that. I know the left-hand turn. You want to bring that up? I mean, we can.
No, I see so many people that don't even listen to that. They still make the left-hand turn. It doesn't matter.
It's still there.
But you see what we're trying to do is at least create some awareness. You got to start looking at what you're traffic.
Trying to reroute so it's not so congested all times.
Well, exit 114 was put in.
Yes,
for
the
traffic.
That's right.
On the backside of it.
Well, what they didn't do is actually make that happen. So now we're looking at how we have that interchange. And there were some conversations, and I don't want to speak out of turn with this, but people looked at, hey, you got 114. Why do you get 119? Well, the city's not in a situation with the best traffic patterns. We can actually use that exit, that interchange. But the 114 is all for the industrial
need. It's just in and out of the warehouse.
You can get the semis to use it.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the trick.
Yeah. So we think there's some we're going to be working on different patterns there. Right. So to add to what your thoughts are, which is concerns for everybody, you bring all these people into our town, we've got to be able to manage that. It means law enforcement is going to have to be more involved in the traffic patterns and how you get people out of here. Mm-hmm. Like you see sometimes, like at Churchill Downs or you have a basketball game.
Yeah.
You're going to have that more part of it. Is that a cost? Yes, it is.
Sure. But everything that's worth having is a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is figure out how to pay for it.
Well, we have
it's life.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't realize that Shepherdsville is in a really good financial situation.
Shepherdsville should be in better financial situation than it was when you took over. Years and years and years, it was mismanaged.
Yeah.
And the money should have been just plumb full, all you ever wanted.
Yeah.
Wasn't the case. And it's in the past, but I like that you're making strides to make it right for the future.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for folks can understand warehouses and don't understand warehouses, but what we want them to understand, it is a way of life because of the interstate traffic.
Yeah.
It's a major artery through this part of the
country. It's part of it.
So, but what you do with that money and you bring things for folks here to bring our community together that you don't have to leave, you can enjoy your park, you can enjoy your downtown area or the aquatic center or other activities over that on that section.
Yeah.
Then you are a little bit less to feel like there's not many money invested in the city. That's the thing that I want more than anything else. We have an opportunity to do that. And once they see that, they're going to say, well, you know, I'm not still may not be really excited about warehouses, but I can see that money's being reinvested in the community.
Well, I always considered a warehouse as a necessary evil. Mm-hmm. You know, it is what it is. It does supply a lot of income for the city. So, and we need that if you want nicer things.
Yep.
But, you know how it is out there. You can't please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is just be able to lay your head down at night knowing you did the best you can that day for the city.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that most people haven't seen us get this kind of attention for the developments that we're doing.
No, never, never.
I mean, right now, Shepherdsville is...
It's on fire.
It's on fire. And I love that attitude because everybody that lives here should be proud of this community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I did mention that earlier about working together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now... There are all kinds of personalities of people on councils and fiscal courts,
sure.
And judge executives and mayors. One of the things that's really been nice is we've been working together and we're a little bit all different thinking. And I can tell you
that. Well, that's unusual because it's never happened before.
That had to happen if we're going to get things done. We've really been working together.
Otherwise, everything just stalls.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it becomes a for lack of better terms, a pissing match between everybody, you know?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is that, you know, listen, I tell people all the time, I said, the people on that council, more than half didn't vote for me.
Right.
I know that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we're able to still focus on Shepherdsville.
Yeah.
That means something to me because it's once the election's over with, you got to be back about Shepherdsville.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. That's why it should be.
Have you put a number on all these projects on job creation?
So it's really kind of hard, depending on how.
Yeah, I understand. It's kind of hard to tell this far out, especially, but it's got to create. Let me rephrase that. This is going to, without question, create a lot of job opportunities for the city.
Well, I'll give you the sidebar on that. The byproduct of all of this is that we've been talking about the money we're spending. We've met with over a dozen developers for housing, residential. I mean, all the different types
which
of residential.
Which is key because we so lack residential single
quality
family incomes.
Quality.
It's in our line of work, we see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so shorthanded right now in the whole Bullitt County market, not just Shepherdsville, Shepherdsville is really bad.
Yep.
There's just nothing available.
Well, so we're working on that aspect, but also that comes in full service restaurants, better shopping here. These are serious conversations. I mean, I can't obviously disclose any of these conversations.
Sure. No, we won't do that.
But hopefully 3, 6 months, 9 months down the road, we're going to be proud to say, hey, this company's coming for shopping or this company's coming for a full service restaurant. That stuff's going to be exciting because then when you don't have to go somewhere else, you know, if you work, maybe you work in Louisville and you get home, you're like, do you want to go back to Louisville for something to eat? Why don't I have some nice places here to eat, not just the fast food?
Oh, I get it. We do it all the time. I mean, if we're going out, we usually hit Fern Creek or Outer Loop, somewhere close, you know, just because you can only eat Cattlemen's so much. Yeah. I love Cattlemen's.
I know.
I eat there all the time, but you can only have it so much.
Yeah. No, I get it. But I think that's the thing that's missing is once we start being able to do about 75% of what we do, whether you know you live in here, some work here, some don't, but able to play here, you're going to do 75% of what you do here. So going back to your job question, I would probably think we're going to see another 20% job growth.
Oh,
just
wow.
Not only that.
That's great.
Including the warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of folks. I mean, Rivian's bringing another 200 jobs to us.
I just hope that they can find the people to fill these positions.
So again,
that's the major problem.
Well, in the hospitality business and in the restaurant business, they struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much you're going to go up to like a kiosk anywhere you go and you're going to click in and, you know, how you pay at the table now.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff is you're going to have somebody just come by and make sure you got refills.
Right.
There's just not going, you're going to order your food on at the table.
Oh, I could see it coming.
Yeah, because they just don't have the staffing for it.
Right.
What about the creation of these of the aquatic center? And is any local contractors, will they have an opportunity to be involved in that? Or is that kind of something, you know, you kind of bring the deal here and that's turned over to somebody else?
No, it's a bidding process. A lot of the things that go through this, there's a bidding process. All governments have to. And to make it fair, I think the biggest thing is that we want people to, obviously all local vendors to apply.
Right.
I try to push that any chance we get. We always promote like Galen's, Forest Edge, or any other wineries at Troutman's. We try to promote our local businesses.
Mm-hmm,
and anytime we can do that, that's just going to be one more thing that says, hey, you don't have to go somewhere else to get what you want.
Right.
Come here and do it.
Yeah. The whole thing with the staffing market's going to be a challenge for a long time.
But that's not just here. That's nationwide.
It's nationwide. And I think especially when it comes to we talk about the hospitality, the hotels and the restaurants, they're going to struggle.
Well, let's take our break here. When we come back, we'll get Jose in on some of this nonsense portion because there was a Facebook post that was made that we have to ask you about.
We're going to discuss that, and then we have some true or false questions. I found you just put him in the Shepherdsville. That's you this time.
That was me this time.
Mine went off earlier, and he looked at me like if I could burn a hole in you, and now his just goes off. That's perfect.
That's why I leave my phone.
Yeah. But no, if you put Jose in the search engine in any of the community, you get some interesting.
Oh, absolutely!
Facts. You get some facts that we need to ask him.
If
they're true or false?
Okay, stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Right.
This segment's brought to you by Ray Hill Home Inspections.
So I've got to know Joe a little bit. I know you know a little better than I do.
Known Joe for years.
I got to thinking about. He said on one of our podcasts that he used to be a real estate agent.
Yep, he did.
And he has background in home improvement, so building houses
and
stuff.
He's got a contractor's license.
And that has got to be something. So talk about how important that is and how different that separates him from other home inspectors.
Because I don't know any other home inspector, and we've used a lot of good ones, get me wrong.
Sure, sure.
But I don't know any home inspectors that can wear these hats.
Right.
Real estate agent. A licensed contractor, and a home inspector.
It gives you a different eye of what you're looking at.
It does. So he has a little more empathy for our clients.
Right.
As a contractor, he knows what he's looking for as far as how he would have built it.
Yep.
And then as a home inspector, you know, he's doing his due diligence and checking it all. Now, I have got nothing but great feedback from clients because he will walk them through every step
right.
of what he does. So we're proud to have Joe as a sponsor on the TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to using him some more and, you know, as I go down the road.
So, Joe, how can somebody get a hold of you if they're getting ready to buy a house or maybe they want to do one of those pre-selling inspection process? What's a good number to get a hold of you?
Our office number is 502-208-9082.
Okay.
You could text it or you can call it. We have a website. It's Ray Hill Home Inspections with an S .com. We have a section on there. You can just leave something and we'll get a hold of you that. Or you can call, if you can't get a hold of that way, you can call my personal cell phone number. It's 502-299-4106.
And just telling them that the TC Realty family sent you.
That's right, folks.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. We're going to get into our nonsense portion now. I'm sure Kevin's got lots of topics to discuss with Jose.
I do. Most of them are mayor-oriented. You know, I didn't want to get too far off topic since we got the guy here.
Sure.
And he's a very popular guy on the Facebook.
Oh, I'm sure.
But we want to go back to last podcast or two podcasts
ago. Two podcasts ago.
We had an issue come up on the Facebook pages, and it just took the Facebook by storm, about the Bullock County Fair. So we had people complaining about the judge.
Mm-hmm.
The executive judge was the issue because the grass was too tall. Somebody lost their kid in the grass.
In the grass.
And they said that this fully falls on...
And this kid was 17.
Right. No. Somebody lost their kid in the grass because they said the new mayor has come in and mismanaged the budget and is not paying anybody to mow the grass over there. Somebody else said it was the judge executive who was the issue. And then somebody in the thread said, well, you know, the mayor...
This is the best.
Oh, come on. I can't wait.
The mayor shut down our lemonade stand.
Well, at the county fair.
At the county fair. Right, well, and I know this for a fact. Right. So
So the county fair, and this was our topic, was the county fair is run by the fair board.
Volunteers.
And it's on property owned by the county.
Right.
The city doesn't have anything to do with it. So tell me how you shut down this poor lady's
what did the lemonade stand. What did she do to you, and why can't you afford to mow the grass anymore?
Well, I'm not sure I'm as tall as the grass, but I will say this about the lemonade stand. It was just making more money than me. It was competition.
You had to have it taken out.
I had to take it out. And I tell you, I took it out. I didn't want to, but I was really cutting into my sales.
Right.
I mean, I had a bigger stand, and then, you know, that's how you do that.
You're just
get rid of your competition.
That's how the mafia did it.
We use the words of abuse of power.
Yeah.
Is what we said.
I'm surprised that I have power in the county property. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even get over to see the grass. I was not feeling well a couple of days, so I didn't actually make it to the county fair. But I think the one thing that I'd like to say about it, I know this is the nonsense.
We address a lot of topics.
Say about the fairs, I think that like everything else, you know, we still have a lot of small town mentality, and
sure,
that, nothing wrong with that. It's across the country, but we need to have more younger folks involved in the future of what that fair should be like.
Yeah,
I think that's all that is.
I think fair board is average age is like 93. Yeah,
it's a lot. I mean, it's probably, and again, that, and the, again, the volunteers, and
yes,
so I never take away from that, but I will say this. Infuse some folks, some young folks. I need young folks involved in the political world because it's their future too. So get out there. I really don't like it when people don't vote and they want to do social media and make their opinions known. Get out and vote. That's your biggest voice. Don't sit back and be an armchair quarterback. And
right,
a lot of that happens. And really, you know, I always joke, when it's on Facebook, it's got to be true.
Oh, sure.
It's got to be true.
All I know is that the mayor stay out of lemonade stains in the county. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, right, you know, he ran on he's going to make changes.
Yeah. I'm going to shut every lemonade stain down the county.
The aquatic center, the town square, the amphitheater, the things he said he's going to do, and he's done them quickly.
Right.
And he's getting rid of most lemonade stands as well.
And I tell you why I did that. I passed an executive order 2 weeks ago on that one. And there's more. I'm just taking those out.
I heard you want to make it taxable is the problem. Are you collecting?
I'm not from Mount Washington. They'll tax everything over there.
My daughter's 13 and she wants to have one. I told her no.
No, Jose will shut you down.
But he's going to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Where
do you live in? I'll get your address and I'll make
sure. We're not having that here.
That's okay?
What's going to happen.
So what's your next topic?
Speaking of executive orders, I need you to implement one.
Okay.
Can we make 4th of July one day instead of 15?
Well, I'm trying to think, in the country like America and they have fireworks, that'd be a hard no.
I know.
That's a hard no. You're lucky it's 15.
I'm turning into get off my lawn guy. We talk about this, it seems like, every episode. Mm-hmm. I'm almost 50. And I think the older I get to that point where I'm like, it is June 26th, and we have cannons.
Oh, no, they're real serious fireworks.
Now, I'm a big supporter of Casey Clark mm-hmm. and Greg Gentry and their Four Fingers Fireworks. I know that's a Mount Washington mm-hmm. deal.
It's okay.
But they're very good friends of ours, and I think you should go spend $1,000 at their store.
I did.
But you don't have to look. Oh, we got that later on.
Okay.
We got some of that later on. But you don't have to let them off for 6 nights.
Quit being grumpy, old man, and go to your next one.
That's true, though. I mean, I don't want to hear fireworks every day. I'll give you three.
Three's fine.
I'm good
with three. Thanksgiving, we do on Thanksgiving. Christmas Eve is 2 days tops. Mm-hmm. Christmas and Christmas Eve. July 4th.
Are they lighting fireworks off on Christmas Eve?
But it's a 10-day holiday on July 4th.
Hey, we're celebrating freedom.
For that long?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we need to make it.
I'm going
to
light off some tonight.
I know you probably will. You probably will. So I had a question.
Yep.
So every time I see that guy, this is totally off topic. Yeah. The guy that flies around on the fan.
Oh, yeah, Brent.
Yeah.
Coots. Is that his name?
Yeah. Nice guy.
So we were talking about this. He seems to be. I don't know him. Yeah. But we were talking about this. Is that regulated just to Shepherdsville? Does he have to have like a – can he just go anywhere? Or do you even know?
I don't know. But I would think that he's got to stay at a certain airspace. Remember, we have UPS.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's probably not getting up high enough to do anything to disturb anything.
I got you.
That's fairly close. I mean, I've sat on a golf course, and he looks like he's just flying off. I can get a BB gun and probably shoot him.
He landed – or it was – well, one time they had like six of them flying around.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that do that.
One of them landed right behind Clucker's patio, touched the ground, and went right back up.
Nice.
Wow.
He was just doing stunts.
Yeah.
There was girls out there probably.
Oh, I'm sure he was. But I had someone at work ask me about that. You bring up Shepherdsville. He's like, is that guy that flies around on the parachute?
Mm-hmm. He's a popular guy.
Dude, he gets great pictures.
He does.
He had like 300 to 400 likes on his mm-hmm. last thing. And I was like, that's the guy. You know, when you start all this construction.
Oh, no.
That's so he's the guy you need to hire.
We've already talked to him.
I figured.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lemonade stand.
No, he's in. He's in. He's absolutely here. So, all right. I got went to the comments, found some stuff I want you to confirm or deny.
All right.
So, our mayor is great about attending local events. These are statements by people.
Okay.
Our mayor is great about attending local events. His dance moves, however, are putrid.
Who would say? I'm a good dancer.
I've seen you at the Valentine's.
You know,
where were we at? The conference. And I thought, my wife was like, he could move.
So here's what I want. I want to dance off with that person. Is that an anonymous comment? They have the anonymous thing now on Facebook, right?
Yeah. This was in the comments, just going on.
I'm
going to
find
things.
That one, because I'm going to find that person. I'm going to dance off. I'm going to kick their butt.
I've seen you dance. I think it's pretty good.
All right. Thanks.
So, and this was my favorite one. I'll just get right to the favorite one. I've heard our new mayor is against Targets, so we will never have one in this city.
Wow.
Are you anti-Target, true or false?
Well, I got to tell you, I have some concerns with the company policies over the years.
I'm anti-Target, anti-Bud Light.
So I'm that evil conservative. Let me go ahead and get that out of the way.
I understand.
Yeah, and so evil conservatives, that's how we think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would say yes, I'm against their policies.
All right. Right.
Especially as a grandparent.
And this is personal to the podcast.
Okay.
If you went to the fine restaurant of Clucker's and you ordered wings, you going boneless or bone-in?
Ooh, what kind of sauce I get with it?
You can get to pick
whatever
your sauce
you want.
See, I know you know what you're gonna. I'm gonna go boneless because I'm gonna do all the work. Because you know, mayors don't like to get their hands real dirty.
You're gonna do boneless?
Yeah, just because.
Well, then you're a female.
I knew that was gonna come out here because I didn't want to have to get messy there. I have to go back to
boneless
work.
Or probably, for women and children.
But I might be a photo op might be coming up, right? Do you want my hands all greasy and stuff? I
get it shows you you're a man of the people.
Well, I thought I was just doing that. I was in the dunking booth at the city fair.
I was told he eats boneless wings.
Negative.
But he denies it.
Do we have any proof of the way?
No, he don't.
No, it became a thing on the podcast about it. But so we ask a lot of our guests
Do you eat hot sauces? I mean, what kind of hot sauce?
Absolutely.
How hot do you eat it?
Hot sauce, just real hot.
I can go hot on that. Does it make, I come out of that.
They got the hen sauce up there. No, the last time we went, you got mild.
I did get mild.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah. I had heartburn already.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, see, we didn't.
Yeah.
Okay,
see, I agree.
That's pretty soft on my part.
I would
soft.
Eat a boneless wing before I got mild wings.
I'm not eating the wings that are made for women and children.
Well, mild. I mean, it's right there.
I guarantee I put the sauce on it, you won't think you're. Well, you might be thinking of a woman.
That's right there along the same one. So.
Okay. I don't need to be judged for that. I think you just need to know I'm always preparing for the next situation.
So during our last storm, apparently the sirens went off inadvertently, and there was no actual tornado warning. And a woman blamed you because apparently you're in charge of calling the tornado warning for the city of Shepherdsville.
Well, so I do have a button at home. I have a press button at home, Kevin.
Right,
Kevin, here. I do. And I decide if I just think the weather's bad, that's when I hit it.
You hit the button.
Yeah, my wife tries to make sure that I hit the button.
We're just trying to get everybody prepared.
Right.
I mean, I'm just getting you ready because, I mean, things happen fast.
Yeah, she believes you have a master switch in your house.
I do.
And that you control the tornado warnings.
So is she the same one that thought I didn't cut the grass or just let her babies get hit
in the
grass?
I think she's the one that thinks you're dancing is that she said putrid.
I just can't. That hurts my feelings.
I know. I'm betting she probably
Well, didn't. I know that's a lie because to be a politician, you can't have feelings.
Well, that's probably true. You do have to keep them back. You got to hide them somewhere. Yeah.
If you leave the city and go to a restaurant, where are you going?
Chewy's.
Chewy's.
Good call.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah, they make their own margaritas. And
the jalapeno dip.
That's called the crack.
Man.
That's what they call it. Seriously, when you go there, if you are a regular Chewy's, you know to ask for the crack.
Yep.
That's
jalapeno dip, boy.
You start on that thing, done.
Don't bring me one. That's just teasing me. Bring me three.
And then they have kind of a fresca sauce. They don't actually, if you think about it, they don't have like a hot mild sauce you see a lot of places. It's good. Everybody, I'm going to bring up that Texas Roadhouse. That's another good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I'm surprised you went straight to Mexican with your name being Jose.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you that's Mexican and Puerto Rican. It goes there. Listen,
I feel offended.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just so used to it. I mean, the refrigerator door, you know, swinging here from Puerto Rico.
Me and Jose's been friends a long time.
Yeah, we don't do this.
I know it.
It's all good stuff.
It's funny you mentioned Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
There was a conversation about Texas Roadhouse coming here or Mount Washington.
Yep. It'll never go to Mount Washington. The population in the average income household is not strong enough.
You just got to poke at Mount Washington.
Can I tell you what you really think about? What's the one thing that people don't like is the warehouse. And what causes the warehouse is the interstate traffic. What do you think would bring a type of full service restaurant like that?
Right.
That chain or any other chain, we're welcoming that kind of business.
Sure.
Because those type of restaurants, I mean, they have concepts like the Jaggers and they have Bubba's. But you got other restaurants that would look at us because if we can sustain it within the business that we have, our community, and we keep growing that community, and you have a half a million cars every day coming through, you got an influx of 70,000 people Monday through Friday to come to Shepherdsville. Did you know that?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Because, you know, that makes me think about there was, and I don't know these people. There was people talking about hardware stores were kept out of Mount Washington forever. Because of the people that own Ace were such good friends with the mayor and those kind of, I have no idea, but those were always rumors because he didn't want to create competition for his friends. And I was like, that's the last thing you can do. And that's what brought this up because they were talking about Texas Roadhouse coming here and somebody commented that Jose and Stewart should get in a cage match and the winner gets Texas Roadhouse.
Ooh. Well, so I tell you what, he's a police officer, but I'm pretty quick on my feet. I told you, I'm pretty healthy. I may have to work out a little bit before I take on Stewart. He's a nice guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Guys communicate?
We do. He's a good guy.
So, like, you bounce ideas off each other? Because it's not, I mean, you can't really get in a competitive.
No. I mean, if you think where Mount Washington is, I mean, let's face it. We've talked a lot about Shepherdsville before we started.
It's two different types of cities.
Two different worlds. But I will say this. The biggest thing is, I told Stewart, Shepherdsville's gone. And I'm a very competitive guy. So I'd rather him know, with all the conversations you're hearing about now and all the development here, we're coming. We're going to kick their butt.
I think he might send them a flexing shirt. I'm coming for you.
So is this kind of like a Zuckerberg versus Elon match?
I think this is something we need to create. We can do it right out here in the parking lot.
We can. I'll get the ring. I'll do the pay-per-view.
Money, 100% of the money, go to charity.
Absolutely.
Can we do some photo ops with us staring each other down? I've got a meaner look than Stewart. He's a nice guy.
I like to have those shots. We could sell those.
Can he? Does Stewart have a mean? I have to ask him.
Remember Joe B and Denny did that?
Yeah.
Do you know Stewart? I don't know Stewart. I like him a lot, but does he have a mean face? I don't think so.
No.
I don't know Stewart. I've not even had the opportunity to even talk to the guy.
He's
so
a former
I don't
business guy, right?
No, he's a police officer.
I thought he ran businesses, though, through there. No. Is that not true?
No, nope. He's a police officer. And when you look at Mount Washington, where they're at, they've got a great community.
Yeah.
Tom
hates Mount Washington.
No, I do not. You do, too. I do not hate Mount Washington.
He hates Mount Washington. No, Tom can't stand Mount Washington.
They're the land of milk and honey. They think they're better than everybody.
Well, again, you know, have we done anything here to make
sense? No, we haven't. We haven't.
Now.
But, you know, the difference between Mount Washington and Shepherdsville from years past was their city council was on board with each other for years.
Yep.
And they got a lot of stuff accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
We were not in that same situation. Now that we are, we're gonna make that gap even smaller really quick.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Can Mount Washington residents use the aquatic center?
Yeah, they got money, don't they?
That's right. We take green.
That's fine. That's all I need to know.
So where do you live at, Kevin?
Just across the line there by Bell's Mill behind Pleasant Grove.
Okay. So you're not in the city?
Rivercrest, no.
You're part of that other area?
Yeah.
You're part of the county.
Yeah,
no, you're actually in the city.
He's Mount Washington.
Yeah, I'm Mount Washington. But
can Shepherdsville annex that and get it out of Section 8 market?
I'm going to give that up. Maybe. I'm thinking it's on the table.
I'm born and raised Shepherdsville and then moved to Mount Washington because I thought they were going to get an aquatic center first.
See?
Failed.
So now we're going to have to, I guess, move back. Yes. I like all these ideas. So, it's way overdue. For this city.
I tell you what I like a lot. With all the comments made about everything, and again, everything's right on Facebook. I will say this. People now are saying, hey, they are actually saying, I might move back. Not a ton of people, but it's just nice to hear somebody say
if
that.
If one does it.
Yeah, there'll be more than one.
Yeah, there will be, but one's better than none.
Well, we just have to do, we've got a lot of nice communities here.
There is.
As Tom was talking about campaigning, visited 3,600 homes during a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've done a lot of doors. And you do get to get a lot of information that helps you. The thing that most people have to understand is that you're going to have a few people just not understand the impact of doing this. This is not for you personally. This is for the whole. You know, I appreciate anybody's opinion. Most of it's been very positive. If you look down through there, I think it's great.
It is.
It's 90% positive.
You have a few naysayers, and a lot of those are old school mentality.
Sure.
Or their candidate didn't win.
Or they're really jealous of my dancing. I think there's a few people just saying, man, I wish I could dance like the mayor.
My wife's words were, holy crap, he can dance.
I try to tell you that. My wife has to watch me do that all the time. Right. I even charge her to watch me.
Yeah.
I thought free to see me dance.
That's going in the rain day fund.
I'll figure it out.
I have one last one, and this is more about me.
Of course.
So about 5-6 years ago, I talked to Tom about I wanted to open a brewery.
But he
shut it down because, you know, he didn't keep his restaurants open. And I said, I just think it would do well. And he was like, nope. He talked me and my buddy out of it. So then, of course, Galleon Fox came to Mount Washington. Of course, they're blowing it open.
Mm-hmm.
There's a building sitting right back here, right by the gas station and what is that, Denny's?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the old Country Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
What's that doing?
You know, I'd like to see that just knocked down.
You'd like to see a brewery put there?
No, I would like to see that. Or I tell you what,
I'd tell you a brewery should be in the old downtown PBI building.
The where?
On the corner of Buckman and Joe B.
It's the county building. How about a rooftop up there? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
Actually, is huge. It's 10,000 square foot. Me and Beth looked at it to purchase it.
The Country Diner?
No.
The
PBI Bank. Jack Porter owns it.
So I'll just tell you this. That's what I want downtown. I want us to have a brewery. So if you go out and have a soccer tournament there.
That's Tom.
No.
He done shot it down.
So, but the thing is, it's different. Once you start seeing the people that actually stay here.
Well, yeah.
That's going to work. I'm telling you, before we put a shovel in the ground, look at the people that are coming out to all the different events. They had a car show. The first Monday, the car show is like 400 cars in the park. I mean, they're lining up towards the cemetery all the way down through there. So, I mean, there are people already getting excited. I think a local brewery.
Would be on fire.
A couple of the short order items, put it up there.
Kevin, you want to open a brewery?
Yep.
We're going to put Tom out. He's not in.
Please do.
So you're not.
Please don't.
You do not get to be involved in it.
I would do. Listen, I would be publicizing that a lot.
Yeah.
Kentucky fans on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
You'll have seven people show up.
Well, that was. Wait a minute. I had a UK U of L question. So, you're a U of L guy?
First of all, let me start. First of all, I'm a Bellarmine grad.
Okay.
So, but then back then.
One of the teams that beat Louisville in basketball last year.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going there. Mm. I mean, that's just it's a beat down.
I'm just throwing that out.
Sure.
Listen.
For the people that didn't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Just listen.
We are an informational podcast.
Yeah.
We want to get the info.
I'm a St. Mary's fan. So,
do we need to bring up all these one and dones and the only one?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, they don't talk about any of that.
They don't talk about that?
No, that's not. That's never came. I mean, I went through my topics. It's never come up. It's never come up.
So, just you know, my wife is probably the Tom knows a really wonderful person. She's a UK.
Oh, she is the salt of the earth.
I'm just telling you. So, that's what I deal with. It's a struggle.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's why I charge her to watch me dance.
I don't blame you.
I mean, in public. I mean, like, honey, I'm here with everybody else. No, listen, can't treat you any different. I got to be fair to everybody.
All right. But I'll be honest with you, and I'll end it on this. The post that you put up of you signing the building, they shared it on the All About Shepherdville page, mm-hmm. and it took me a while to find anything negative.
It did. And it was one lady.
The only negative thing.
And I know who she was.
Well, mm-hmm. that's why we asked you about the taxes. Is she kept going, taxes, our taxes are going up. We don't have the infrastructure for this. And I'm like, those are the same excuses that have been said for the last 20 years in this city. We can't.
Yep.
And nobody does anything to try it. So, my gosh, man, you're in here.
Kudos.
You're in here trying to make this city better, and you're going all in.
Yeah.
I mean, that is all in. That's not just putting a store up.
Yeah.
You're changing the city.
Well, I'll tell you this. We talked to KLC. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever borrowed this kind of money. It's unheard of for a city our size, probably across the country. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened to Shepherdsville. I'm telling you, it's the biggest thing. And the way that has to work is because the money at that large sum, all this is going to be done in 4 years or less. We're looking at 3 years, now.
That's a quick time.
It is.
Yeah. So I'll leave you with this for the lady that doesn't like my dancing, and I'm really still offended by that. Is there a safe place somewhere?
Yeah, we'll get you one.
Give me one.
We have a comfort animal in there.
And I get some bonus wings in it?
Yeah.
You get mild bonus wings.
Hey, no. No, yeah.
That's what you get
I've
here.
Got some. Have you ever eat ghost pepper?
I have.
Right.
And you survived.
I did.
You just said you'd get mild boneless.
I got mild one time because I had heartburn from all the beer I drank.
You said mild, and the waitress said, excuse me?
No, she didn't.
And then you went mild, and I think you beat your chest.
You're going straight to hell for all the lying you do on this podcast.
You ordered mild, and then you stood up right.
It's a good thing you're atheist and you don't believe.
That's right.
So for a lot of people that know me, I've got a coffee cup that sits on my desk, and it's probably the best symbol of me. I run 100 miles an hour. I've heard all the different stuff. It doesn't matter. But I'll say this. The cup says, Rome wasn't built in a day, but I wasn't on that job.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's what it is for Shepherdsville. We have really done a lot in 6 months. We're working together. Just hold my beer. That's the old statement. Hold my beer.
Well, Jose, we really appreciate you taking time out. I know it's a busy schedule for you. You know, running a city of this size is not an easy task to do. And I want you to know that don't listen to the naysayers. We appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great job. I was really happy to support you. Yeah. You were definitely the right man for it. And I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yeah, I'm excited for us because a lot of good stuff. But I've been really involved in the community a lot. I mean, like I said, I had a great time. I was in the dunking booth. And let me tell you something. That's underrated. You get dunked that many times, 2 days. I did 2 hours on Friday, 3 hours. I was worn out because once you get dunked.
You got to climb back up.
But I got to tell you the story. This is the thing I got to tell you. Sure. Bo Rivers is a celebrity now. He's a little kid named 2 year. He's a 2 year old kid. He came up to the dunking booth and he looked at me and goes, I'm putting you in the water.
Nice.
I mean, just talking smack to me. I'm
called his shot.
He caught and then he hit it and I went in the water. And I got back up and he goes, I'm going to do it again. He did it again. He actually hit it 3 times.
Wow.
At 2 years. And he was talking smack to me. I did. Again, I wish he had the tall grass where I couldn't see him.
What's his name?
Bo Rivers.
They should rename it the Bo Rivers Dunking
Bowl. I mean, right. He took me out. I mean, yeah. I mean, but I loved it. The kid looked at me and goes, I'm putting you in that water.
He might get a street name after him.
I think he should.
Right around that new square.
He's talking smack to me.
Hey, he's raised right.
Right. Well, good job. Congratulations so far.
I appreciate it.
You've done the city proud.
I appreciate that.
I think that's something to be said.
Don't put a lemonade stand.
No lemonade stand unless you want to pay extra taxes on it.
That's right.
Because that's how he's going to fund all this. That might be his funding plan.
The Randy Day Fund is going to get large.
I'm going to put all my lemonade stands on all the corners.
Right before he walked in here, he said, I had to do a WDRB interview. And I was like, I bet that's where he put that out.
Yeah. No more lemonade stands.
Well, and if you do, it's going to be double taxed.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah.
As long as the conference center don't get that tax.
Oh, that's a topic.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to get out of here and make sure you tune in next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Just follow us on all the social media platforms. Just search TC Realty and be prepared every Monday. We'll drop in new episodes. In the famous words of Dre,
just chill, Till the next episode.